means of communicating. But to communicate with God is seeking Him with all your heart. You find Him by seeking Him, by spending time. It's amazing that Christ knew all about the Father, was with the Father always in the beginning, it always was. And yet, when He came to this earth, amen, as a virgin birth, we know that at 12 years old, roughly, He was about the Father's business. He grew in wisdom and knowledge because it was God the Father in Him. Amen? Whatever He did, whatever I only do what I see my Father do. And yet the Holy Ghost would take Him into that wilderness to be alone. There at the garden, He's praying. They would look for Him and they would find Him about the Father's business, always. He'd be in the house of God, be out there preaching, out there praying in that. And the church today, we must get a vision from God. I read there in the book of Isaiah chapter 6, where Isaiah was in the temple. In the temple, everything seemed wonderful to him. But when God showed up in the temple, there was a complete change about everything. The man now, he sees the glory of God. He sees this vision that he hasn't seen before. First thing he says is, "Woe unto me. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell among a people. I'm just like the people. We're just all like one another in that." But at that time, this religious man becomes, when he's touched by the coals and the fire to his lips, he's now saying, "Send me. I dwell among a people that's undone." He sees that vision. Here it was, Joel, and he prophesied in the last days the Lord would pour out of His Spirit upon all flesh. Sons were prophesied, daughters will prophesy. Many things are being done, but it was by the Spirit of God. We need, even when you look at Joseph, when you see Joseph as a young lad, he has dreams in that, the sun, the moon, his sheaves in that, but those dreams kept him 20 years in Egypt. He's there in prison. He's been accused of trying to rape a Potiphar's wife and that. And he's been lied. He's been done. He's put in a dungeon. And let's see what becomes of his dream. He's down there and you know that here it was. His brothers was against him. But yet he helped to those dreams, being accused and all of that. But they could not kill the dream that God put in him. He helped at that. He helped at that. Has God ever given you a dream and you knew it was God? I have. God's given me dreams and visions, and I can tell you, I can go back 30 years ago and I can remember that vision as though it was yesterday. You know why? It's God putting it in you. It's God putting it in you. He helped to those dreams. Joseph did. Isaiah. Ezekiel's taken down there into that valley. He walks around there. He sees something that only God could show him spiritually. Amen. He shows it to him. A bunch of dry, dead bones. There's nothing but. And God said to him, "Can they live?" Here it was. He said, "Lord, thou knowest. They're very dry bones." But yet God showed him a vision. But he knew it would take God to take care of that. And that's the same way with you and me. Without a vision, the people perish. God help us. Give us a vision that will stir our heart. Put the fire of God into our heart. And I can tell you, when that word becomes a fire shut up in you, you will be on fire for God. It won't have to, church won't be the same. It won't be the same. That altar call will mean something to you. That testimony. Not long ago, I was preaching in a church of God. And here it was, not that I'm trying to be mean, but the thing is, the pastor, he gets up there and he asks me, I'm talking about a church of God, supposed to be filled with the Holy Ghost, supposed to be in love with God and wonderfully. And that pastor asked, did anybody have a testimony? Hardly nobody said nothing. Something's wrong. Something's wrong when the church is supposed to be spirit-filled, full of the Holy Ghost, and nobody even hardly said nothing. The Bible tells you and me, we overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my testimony. Is that right? Well, it's something when the church can't even somebody stand up and say, I've got a testimony. I've been born again, washed in the blood, got my name in the Lamb's book of life. Greater somebody. It's exalting this Christ. But when we don't have that, we've lost that. Something's wrong in our walk with God. I can tell you, I didn't come here to find God. It was God in me bringing me here. Do you hear me? Being led by the Spirit of God. I can tell you, that flesh says don't read the Word of God. That flesh says don't pray. But I can tell you, you say to that flesh, flesh, greater is he that's in me than that flesh. Do you hear me? The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, the church that's on fire for God, we'll take what we have in here and walk out of those doors into those streets. I can tell you, I never had a desire to go to these countries, to go there and even visit them. But when he came into my heart, he put in my heart a hunger and thirst to see the lost saved, to preach the gospel. I would preach to one. I said to the Lord, I'll preach to one if I go to Africa, or I'll preach to a million, just long as I know it's you sending me there. God help us. The labors are few, but the harvest is great. We need one another. God help us. If we'll come together and say, God, we need a vision, revive me again. Revive me again. That once in a while, we've got a wood stove, and you can throw wood in there, but you got to get enough air in there to keep it going. Amen? If not, you got a bunch of smoke. Well, I can tell you, sometimes you got to poke it a little bit here and there, and it'll start burning. Well, Lord God, I can tell you, whatever it takes, wake me up out of my sleep. Let me put on the armor of God. Let me see God, and I can see him by the Spirit of God. And when I see God, there will be a change, brother. I can tell you, there will be a change in my life. People say they're born again and there's no change. No, you're not. When you're born again, you now come into a kingdom you've never been in before. Nicodemus can be the most smartest teacher. He can be a rabbi. He can be a master in it. But when he goes to Christ at night, he's talking to him. He don't want nobody else to know about it, you know. I mean, he goes there and he says, no man can do these miracles except God be with you. The Lord didn't get on the miracles. He is the miracle, brother. Hear me what I'm saying. He came to do the will of the Father, and that should be you and my whole life is saying, Lord, what would you have me to do? And that's what happened to Isaiah. When those coals touched his lips, he now knows I'm right with you now. I see a vision, and I'm going to take it out there and tell them there is a living God that I did not know, but I know now. How do you know that? How do I know that? I know that I've been born again. I know that I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, but I got to keep on going back. Do you hear me? That river, I heard it this morning. The Bible says, if any man thirst, let him come. It's up to you and me to come now. He's not going to beg me to come to church. But if I'm thirsty and hungry, my God said, Son, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I have a part to do. I have a part I must do. I can tell you, a lot of times, you may get up and don't want to go to work in the morning, but you better go. If you don't, you won't be there very long. Do you hear me? Well, I'm telling you, it's time to wake on the righteous. It's time to say, God, arise, 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 arise. Thank you. Arise, arise, arise. I'm thirsty for the living God. I'm hungry. Even as David said, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. Deep calls unto deep, and the only way you can get there is by the Spirit of God. Amen to God. If I'm thirsty, He will give me thirst. He'll give me drink, and I'll hunger, I'll thirst more and more of God. We should not have to beg the church to come to church. We should be begging the lost out there to come to church. Compelling to them. I'm telling you, that you take, God is standing there saying, whosoever will, let him come. I've come there. I'm thirsty, but I have to keep that thirst continuously. It must be that way. He promised me, if you hunger for me, I will fill you. That's the word of God. We went out to eat today, and I tell you, when I left from there, there was a whole lot more food. I didn't get it, but I tell you, I couldn't hold no more hardly. Do you hear me what I'm saying? That's the way it should be in the house of God. Lord, you've set a table before me, and he says, come and dine. I can tell you, I want to be filled full of the Holy Ghost. I want the fire of God in my heart. I want to know, such as I have, I give unto thee. God help me. The church should be that way. If we got a vision, a God a dream, I know there's been dreams he showed me back years ago, and they stirred me so much. They stirred me because I knew it wasn't just something I thought up. I can tell you, he can show us things. God help. This book is full of visions and dreams. This book is full of visions and dreams. Look at Elijah. Look at Isaiah. Look at Ezekiel. Look at Jeremiah. They saw what the natural man did not see. And that's right. Anoint my eyes, God. I want that vision. Lord, let me see people as you see them. Oh, God, there was a preacher, big church, everything, choir, humongous church, everything wonderful, wonderful in that church. And one day, that pastor walked out to that pulpit, and he stood there. He's going to preach a message, and God opens his eyes up. And what he sees is a famine, a bunch of dead bones and bodies out there. What are you showing me, God? What are you showing me? Lord, God, it was like people were starving. Lord, it shook him when God said, I'm showing you the spiritual of their lives. Do you hear that? I have to have that. Show me, Lord God. I can say, Lord, show me the church. Show me. And if he doesn't show me the church, he can look pretty. Do you hear me what I'm saying? But here it is. I can tell you, there was a preacher. He's passed away now. He was in Tanzania, Africa. He got over there back, I believe, in the 60s somewhere. And the Lord would get him up. He would go out into a place, and he would pray in that. And he watched these people in Tanzania. They were starving to death, hardly had nothing. And that there was multitudes of them. And he said, Lord, what can I do? And the Lord spoke to him. He said, well, why have you brought me here? And he said, Lord, what can I do? What'd you bring me here? And the Lord said, I brought you to this place to show you what you see physically in them people. That's what I see spiritually in my church. He said, dear God, help me. He said, go back and restore the message of Pentecost to the people. We need Pentecost, even though it's 50. I'm talking about, they got in that upper room, and what did they do? They begin to pray. They begin to seek God and pray and seek God. And I believe it was somewhere like 10 days, somewhere in there. I'm not exactly how many minutes, an hour, but they tarried. He told them to go nowhere until you go to that place, that upper room. They went there and they spent time praying and seeking God. And I can tell you, that promise came. It came. It changed their lives. Now they're walking out of there and they're saying, repent. That's the greatest word, I think, almost in the Bible. Repent. Repent of what? Repent of my sins. If I repent, make things right, I can tell you right now, thank God for godly repentance. Godly repentance. That's the life of Christ. Godly repentance. If we did not have truly repentance, we're still lost today. Do you hear me? Godly repentance works life. It's life. But worldly repentance is death and sorrow. That's all there is to it. God help me. When you think the people perish for the lack of knowledge. You can know a lot about this book and not know the author of it. You can quote a lot of scriptures and still not know the Christ. Come to church, sing in the choir, and not know this Christ. Ask, how do you know that? I can tell you, I believe we got many Nicodemuses today. They've never been born again of the Spirit. Never been born again of the Spirit. I can tell you, an eagle does not mate with a crow. Do you hear me what I'm saying? An elephant doesn't mate with a giraffe. They're totally different. They're totally different. Well, I can tell you, you heard about DNA. Some people, they get these things now and you spit in this little bitty tube and you sand it off and they come back. Well, I thought I was this. I didn't know I was that. Well, I can tell you, I know in whom I believe. I tell you right now, I'm in Christ Jesus. And I can tell you that DNA is Christ, the Spirit of God. And I tell you, you can't spit in nothing, brother, and get that DNA. Hear me what I'm saying? I can tell you how when you get down here and with all your heart to seek Him, when He comes in, you won't have to ask people, am I saved? You tell people, I've been born again. Do you hear me? It's a thing when a person walks up to the pastor and says, Pastor, do you think I'm saved? You're not saved. Hear me what I'm saying? That's like a man walking up and saying, my man or a woman. Shout with me if you want to now. It's the truth. Do you hear me what I'm saying? It's like a black man walking up and saying, am I a white man? Well, don't shout me down now. Dear Lord, don't shout me down. Hear me what I'm saying. That flesh fights against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Hearing this word in verse 18, without a vision, where there's no vision, the people perish. Oh God, when He gives us, enlightens our eyes of understanding, when He begins to stir our hearts, when the Holy Ghost, that wheel in the middle of the wheel, begins to move in our lives, I can tell you it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. God help me. When I got born again, before I got born again, I was a total wreck, total mess. Drunk, lied, cheated. You can ask my wife. She knew my life. She knew my life. I was rotten. A buzzard would hold his nose if he came by. Hear me what I'm saying. I was that rotten. At least a buzzard likes a little meat that's kind of fresh. Hear me what? I was rotten to the core. I'm telling you. I didn't wake up with Lord God with a golden pacifier in my mouth. I woke up one day, 30-some years ago, when He opened my eyes. And I can tell you, I begin to drink the sincere milk of the desire, the Word of God. I begin to drink, and I found out it's alive, it's alive, it's alive, it's alive. That Word is more alive than you and I am. Do you hear me? Physically. Amen. God, the words I speak are spirit and life. The church, I said, Lord, what's the things that are so important? So much is important. But here's that blood in your body, if that heart don't have the blood, it quits pumping. As much as the blood is to the heart, if the heart's not there, the blood would do you no good. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Well, I can tell you, I want a heart that will follow after God. I want to know. Lord, I know where we're living at now, but I want to know what You want. Order my steps. Show me, God. We must have a vision. A vision. And when the church comes together with that vision, you will see God move. Lord, help us. It's something when He's high lifted up. And Lord, at the right hand of God to ever live to make intercession, and you see Him, I can tell you right now, will change your life forever. Lord, do you hear that? That's the gospel. That's the gospel. I never thought in my life I would be preaching the gospel, going into these countries. I didn't go over there to see elephants and lions. I went over there, but when I went there was a lion that was trying to exist me, and it's called the devil. He's called the devil. But I can tell you, if God is with you, there's no weapon formed against you going to prosper. Standing with God. Reading this word. I've said this, and I don't mean to be mean, but I have to be true and love to you. If There was a preacher, and I'll share this. There was this preacher that he was preaching, and this one brother loved him so dearly, and he would listen to him as he went to church on the radio. And this preacher, he said one day, he said, 80% of the church has never been born again. And that bothered that preacher. That bothered him. He said, I believe that preacher went too far with this. But he said, Lord, I can't hardly believe 80%'s not even born again. And so he got to the church and troubled him because he really thought a lot of that preacher. And he said, how many in here have read the Bible, I believe he said, an hour this whole week? Raise your hand. Maybe one or two hands went up. Now be honest. He looked around. Pretty good congregation. He said, how many this whole week has opened the Word of God up and spent at least an hour in this book all week? He looked at him, maybe one or two. He said, I want to ask you, he said, how many all week has spent 1 hour all week long to talk to God? He said, I believe the preacher's right. I'm telling you what, if my wife don't talk to me hardly very much, I want to know what's the problem. Don't shout me down. Amen. I'm telling you, preaching not long ago, Pastor John, I said, I'll tell you what, they'll start texting him right at the altar after a while in church. Guess what? Got done preaching, that pastor said, I've already seen it being done. Texting God. Can you believe that? I can tell you, he ain't going to text you back. Don't shout me down now. You can't pull God in that kind of stuff. I just got so much to do. We're going to meet you. I said to myself in this gospel, pray and ask the Lord, show me the church. Let me see, Lord. And in the Word of God, I believe I could put a questionnaire out and I could ask many people 10 years in church and put in their question and answer, put in there, how many gospels are there that Christ, I know it's all the gospel, but how many, name the four that's in this book. Some couldn't even name it. Do you hear me what I'm saying? How many books are there in the Bible? Do you hear that? How many Old Testaments? How many New? Can you tell me what Nicodemus was talking? I don't even know who he is. We perish for the lack of knowledge. Do you hear me? God help me. We're reaching for the wrong tree. We're reaching for the wrong tree. That tree, I can tell you, that tree is still there today. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. This book is only revealed to the spiritual man. The spiritual man, Christ. And that's what it takes today. Look at the Bibles today. A lot of the churches. Lord help me. I go into churches. They've got every kind of Bible you can think of. Hear me? And if you say one thing about their Bible, I was just talking to a man here probably about 2 weeks ago, somewhere around there, when I told him, I said, well, you know, he's going to a holiness church, Wesley Church. He's going there and I'm talking to him in that. And they believe the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. What, praise be to God. And I told him, I said, well, you know, as soon as I said King James, that devil stirred up right then and there. Oh, King James. And he has an NIV Bible. I told him, I said, let me tell you about that NIV Bible. In Romans chapter 8, therefore there is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Rest of it's gone out. That walk not after the flesh, but after, that didn't matter to him at all. That don't matter to him. And I said, well, over there about in Colossians, I believe 1 and 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the blood's taken out. 55,600 some words. It didn't make no difference to him. He began to attack the King James. Well, brother, that's revised. That's all been done away. Oh, that's all. I said, no. It's the King. He got, go get your Bible. He's mad. And then I went and got it, and he got looking. I said, well, right there, what does it say right there? The original tongue, 1611, translated. Oh, he got so mad. He got in his truck. He didn't want to talk no more. I can tell you, the flesh hates the truth. The flesh hates the truth. And God help us, we need men and women of God that will stand boldly and declare the word of God with a backbone of heaven. Hear me what I'm saying. I believe that. I believe this. Somebody says, you believe every bit of it? I believe every bit of it. I believe every bit of it. When I married her, I wanted all of her. Do you hear me? When I come to Christ, he wanted all of me, brother. All of me. The truth is, he wanted none of the old me, but he wanted only the new one that's Christ in me. God help us. God, if we're married to him, let's stay in a honeymoon with him. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? God help us. We need that. Lord, when we have to beg the church to come to church, 99's probably backslid already. Do you hear me? When I got saved, I couldn't wait to get to the house of God. I wanted to be there. Nothing offended me. Do you hear me? I was so deeply in love with him. All I could see was Christ. All I could... It was... And the first time, when I had a true, real vision of him, I wasn't saved. But he shook my life as never before. And I went, he began to deal. I went into that taxidermy room where I used to be a taxidermist. I got down and I began to make a deal. Lord, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to quit this. I'm going to quit this. I was promising heaven here on. Hear me what I'm saying? I was that sinful man. I was in darkness. The God of this world had me blinded. I could not see, but I believed. But I was still lost. Do you hear me? I'm down there praying, snot running down my face. I'm crying, but I seen a vision. He showed me his hand. And I can tell you, brother and sister, he can hold every world in the palm of his hand if he wants to. He can hold the littlest child even in the hollow of his hand. Do you hear me? God help us. Oh God, we can get into a cave and say we're the only one, but I can tell you, he's got a remnant that's not bowed. He's got a church, and it's a glorious church he's coming for. It's without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. It's a church, she's ready to go to that marriage supper. God help us. The invitation is given, but it's up to you and me to go there. Amen to God. And we'll go there with the wedding garment on, with the wedding being clothed in righteousness in Christ, to know in whom I have believed. I thought there was praying, and I thought there about Abraham. The Bible said Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Should that be, is not the same God that we say we believe in? Amen. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I love what God said to Moses. I believe it was at that burning bush. He said, I am the God of thy father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, I can tell you, we're sons and daughters to the Almighty God. My Lord and my God, if we checked our spiritual DNA, we're born again, we got the same DNA. Come on now, hear me what I'm saying. What am I saying? The Spirit is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This Christ will never change. For the White House, the church house, any house, this word is forevermore settled in you and me, brother. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word, if I stay rooted and grounded in that word, everything around me can fall to pieces and I can still be standing on a grain of sand if that's what God wants. Amen? That's just how God is. Isn't it amazing? He knows every grain of sand that's out there. He knows every hair that's numbered on. He knows it all, and he knows if I love him. He knows how much I spend time with him. I'm so glad. I know the honeymoon was over, but I can tell you right now, if you and me would take hold of a vision, Lord, give me that vision. Give me that vision. When Ezekiel was taken to that valley, what he saw spiritually, he knew there's a problem. He knew there was a problem. The Lord sent him, walked, took him around, showing him them dead, dry bones. And he asked that man of God, that prophet, can these bones live? Whew. Boy, don't be too quick to say, Lord, here am I, send me. Amen. One said, I'll go. He didn't go. The other said, I won't go. And he repented and went. Ezekiel's there. Oh, Lord. There's no use getting a singing group on this bunch. Amen. There's no use. There's no use. What do I do? Speak to the winds. Oh, Lord, Lord. Oh, my. That wind of the Holy Ghost will come in. And I can tell you right now, as a mighty rushing wind, it came upon them. And when they came out of that upper room, they could stand there and begin to preach this Christ. Amen. It's something I was reading just recently. Ananias and Sapphira, and it's amazing, there was so much, John, the presence of God in that service. Listen to me. Ananias, sir, they came in there. You know, all he had to do, or she do, is said, we sold it and this is what we want to give. Amen? Amen. Think of that. Think of that. Because God, and there was so much of the presence of God. Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? Whew. You hear that? The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of the Almighty God. Amen. And Lord, help me that I don't grieve Him. And I can tell you, Lord, help me. I never want to lay my head down on that bed and go to sleep and not right with God. I want to be right with Him. And it's a continuous examining yourself, searching yourself. Search me again, like this morning. I want to know, Lord. I want to know. And I can tell you, the Spirit of God, He's the one that goes to the deep things of God in our lives, our thoughts, our ways. And I can tell you, when there's that much, and I can tell you, I've thought about it, when Peter said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? He fell dead. I said, Lord. Now, if I didn't know, I'd say, get some oil and let's anoint him. He had a heart attack. Come on now. Do you hear me what I'm saying? Or maybe he had a stroke, don't know, but he don't look too good. Well, maybe we can do something, get down there and give him a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. He's a dead man, but we're going to get him back to life. No, no, no. Just take him on out, bury him. Now that was the Pentecostal church. That's the church. You'd say, well, I can tell you, would you want to become a member of that? If I ain't right, I wouldn't. Come on now, church. I'm telling you. You can say, well, see, that's not the Old Testament. That's come over to the New Testament. Right. Amen to God. And they'd say, would you want to join that church? Well, what I heard the other day in that church, well, not too good. Well, you know what happened? I thought to myself, Lord God, when I saw him fall dead there, he lied to the Holy Ghost, I'd say, don't you say nothing. Don't you say nothing, honey. But I'd say, well, we know his wife, Sapphira. I'd went back to the door. I wouldn't have been a doorkeeper that day. Come on now. Come on now. I'd got back there, and as soon as she come in, blessed be the name of the Lord. Where you been? I've been to Walmart. Come on now. Come on now. I've been down to the exercise club. Come on now. Come on now. I've been to the bar. I've been in front of the television for 5 hours. All right. Well, I said, well, I tell you what now, sissy. We've been neighbors for a while. Well, where's hubby at? Where's the husband at? It's not good. What do you mean? Listen, I love you enough to tell you the truth. When you go up there and they asked you about what's been given, tell them the truth. Think of that. Think of that. If it would happen in this church, it wouldn't happen. Oh, don't you underestimate God. That's the New Testament church. Had so much of God with them. And what happened was, I would have said, now listen, be sure, if those apostles, they asked you, tell them the truth. Because don't lie to God. Amen. When you say you love Him, be sure you're truly telling Him the truth. He already knows. He already knows. He knows if you love him or not. I thought to myself, praying, I said, Lord, if you would give me a spiritual thermometer, like you take temperature. I'd walk over there and say, now open your mouth up, stick that in there. I'd want three. Two would tell me the truth, one would tell me the truth. Stick one in there, and I have them there hot, cold, lukewarm. Hello. Pull it back. Brother, you're in trouble. You've been spewed out a long time ago and don't know it. Come on now. That's in this book. He takes your temperature spiritually. Amen. And you know what? Usually they take your temperature. You know why they do that? When they take your temperature and something's wrong, something's in your body that's not right. Is that right? Most time, you know what they do? They say, stick your tongue out. Amen. Let me see your eyes. Amen. Let me hear your heartbeat. Amen. They say, something's wrong. Well, thank God he can make it right if we make it right. When I repent, it means I'm turning away from what I'm repenting of. I shared with Brother John back there, I believe it was. When John the Baptist was preaching, he said, bring forth fruit meet for repentance. Show God that you mean business with him. He didn't say lay the axe to the limb. He said lay the axe to the root. Cut it off. I can't serve two. And in the Word of God, I'm seeing churches more and more turning into entertaining than spiritual. More flesh is in the church today. More flesh. When you and I begin to get more excited over activities instead of the Christ. Amen. It's Him. It's Him that we have to desire and love. If the world excites you, something's wrong. Because the world is an enemy of God. Is that right? I heard about I can tell you. I've seen, I have no birds going hunting and fishing, but that's not my thirst and hunger and love. I enjoy that. But the joy of coming to the house of God and hear that man of God, I hear whoever, break the bread of life to me. That is eternal life to my soul, to my spirit, man. Amen to God. Think of that. In that, the people perish also without a vision. Where there's no vision, if I ask you, I say, what's your vision? What dream has God given you? I can tell you, I'm down praying, bawling, crying out. Told him I'm going to quit this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Got up in the worst of shape and I got down. Opened up that pop machine I had, I got my alcohol out, drinking it. Well, next thing you know, I'm back down again. Well, give me 30 days, it didn't work. Lord, I'm going to quit. I'm going to show you. It didn't work. He already made the perfect plan of salvation. I said, Lord, I'm a drunk. I'm a liar. I'm filthy. Just run. And I said, Lord, would you please? I don't know how I can reach you up there. I'm down here, but Lord, I'm a liar, a sinner, a drunk, a cheat, and I was. And I can tell you, when that light came down, I can tell you the chains broke. The most evil, the wicked, the darkness, more blacker than that speaker over there, began to be pushed out of me. I got up, I was as free, almost I could fly away like. I got up, I knew, I didn't even know about the Word of God. But the Word of this Christ came into me. And I can tell you, it was like a baby. When that mother has that baby, the next thing that baby wants is that mother's breast. Is that right?
It hasn't even seen it, but it knows exactly. All that mother has to do is put that baby to her breast, and that baby knows exactly what to do. Never seen milk, don't know what milk is, but I can tell you, God put that in that baby.
Well, I can tell you, when I got born again, I desired the sincere milk of the Word of God. Amen. Then I keep growing and growing and growing. And I say, now, Lord God, I want the meat of your Word. Oh, God. Why? So I can discern between evil and good. Those that are on the milk are unskillful in the Word of righteousness. I'm telling you the truth, church. I can tell you. They can't even hardly see evil from good, good from evil. But we that have exercised our senses, even the meat of the Word of God, we can say, that's God, and that's not of God. Amen? Amen to God. And the strong will help bear the infirmities of the weak. Lifting one another up, praying one for another. Amen to God. Don't ever think you can come to a place and say, I've arrived to... No, you've just begun the journey. You've just begun the journey. I thought, Lord, about praying. I found out that's where I found him. And that's where I want to stay. Amen. It's like a good fishing hole. When you find where the fish are biting, it's a good place to stay. When I found him, I could take you back 30 seconds and show you exactly where this Christ, if the building's even still there, I can show you exactly. I remember the day when the Lord saved me. All of heaven came down and filled my soul. He'll do it for you. He'll do it for whosoever will. And I can tell you right now, God help us. God help us. Let's have that wedding garment on. Let's be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. What he has started in you and me, he's more than able to complete it. Amen? Amen. Amen. I thought, Lord, that without that vision, and you say, what? You know, people's had eight things and had bad dreams. You know, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But when God gives you that vision, like praying Brother John, maybe Sister Bum here, God's giving you a vision or a dream about ministry and saying. But always remember, it's him that gets all the glory. Amen. Same way with evangelist, same way with pastor. Any one of us in here, when God gives us a vision, I can tell you that he will put that in our heart. It will be a burning fire in our heart to do that. You say, well, that haven't happened to me. You start seeking him and say, Lord, I want that vision. I want them dreams. Because old men will dream dreams, young men will see visions, and upon my handmaidens, they'll prophesy. I can tell you, Job spoke that. But that day, Peter stood up and said, this is that which was prophesied by Job. Amen to God. And from that day, you read that. He stood there and said, this is that which the prophecy of Joel, it happened that day. And I can tell you, he's still the same one that will do it today. He's still the same one, but it's up to you and me. Am I hungry? We weren't made again today. And I can tell you, I got pretty full. And I can tell you right now, I saw a lot of other things I'd like to have, but my belly could only hold so much. Hear me what I'm saying. You can't contain him. You can't contain him in the four walls. The heavens cannot contain him. Oh, but he's willing to come down and fill this container. Oh, God. Amen. Amen to God. If any man's hungry, if I will believe as the scriptures have said, if I believe as the scriptures have said, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's by the Spirit. But I've got to believe these scriptures. I have to. It's easy to say I believe them, but when I act upon what they say, that's when God responds. That's amen to God. If I'm thirsty, he knows it. I can say it, but when I begin to go into that closet and I begin to shut that world out and I begin to seek him, I can tell you, he will show up. He will show up. And when he does, times when he shows up, even though he's in me, when he shows up, he's almighty. I can tell you, I bawl, I cry, I sob. And when I get up, there's a refreshing that's come from the presence of the Lord. Amen to God. But if we let anything begin to pull us from that, we'll begin to start looking back at things. Amen? Lay inside every weight and sin. Every weight and sin. We must do that. Why? Because God hates sin. And I said to the Lord there in Hebrews chapter 1, I said, Lord, you said this, and this is what I want. He loved righteousness, but he hated iniquity. Therefore, thy God anointed him with the oil of gladness above his fellows. In other words, anoint me. That anointing will destroy every yoke of the enemy. The anointing, and who is that anointing? That anointing is Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I should look at you and say, I see Christ in you. Not that I see you, but let me see Christ in you. How is that? You're not going to hide him. You cannot hide this Christ. He will not be hidden. Do you hear me? You can put that candle under a bushel, under a bed, but it was never meant to be there. We should be a city upon the hill. We should be the salt of the earth. He never said to that church, I want you to be the sugar of the earth. He never said that. I want you to be the salt of the earth. You know what salt does? Put in your mouth. Next day you want water. Is that right? Oh, Lord God, help me, Jesus, that I hunger and thirst for him. Give me a dream. And I shared this with you tonight. Not long ago, I had a dream. And in that dream, I'm standing there. And it was turning to China. Okay, Lord, you showed me about going to China. Well, I had a dream I was in another country, and I'm already on a missions trip, and here I get a call, and I answer this phone, and it's a man in Zambia saying, would you come quickly to Zambia? Well, Lord willing, I'll be going there, Lord willing, in November. I'm getting ready to go to Macedonia in December, Bulgaria, and Greece and that. Why? I don't go there to see the country. I go there to see lost souls come to Christ. That's what I'm there for. Sometimes it don't look good, but I know I've been called for such a time as this. Time, the Lord has spoke to me time and time. Not long ago, some time back, I saw the clocks. And in those clocks, I saw the times. I woke up from the dream and I got down and I was praying. I said, Lord, what do you show me? I know they're clocks. I know clocks mean time. And he spoke to me just as clear as can be. Redeem the time. The days are evil. Church, we're living in the last moments of life on this earth. I can tell you. And if we, I shared with Brother John, I want to share this with you. I love to share things that God, such as I have, I give unto you. I want to share it because he don't want me to keep it for myself. Amen. Such as I have, I want to give. Not just maybe a few weeks ago, somewhere 2-3 weeks, I was in this humongous forest. And I heard, towards behind me, I heard this noise, and I turned to see. And when I did, there was humongous tree. And it began to crack and fall. And as it began to fall, it began to bring other trees down. And they just kept like a domino. I took off as fast as I could, because I knew they were coming down. And I got to a place to try it. And I'm looking around, kind of an open spot. But everywhere was trees. And all of a sudden, to my right, here they come. And Lord God, Lord God, Lord God. I can tell you, I asked the Lord about, what are you showing me, Lord? What are you showing me? I can tell you right now, I believe what he showed me. I prayed about it. sought the Lord about it. I believe those trees represent nations and ministries. You're going to see these big ministries fall as never before, because God brings judgment at the house of God. Judgment begins with us, the house of God. And I can tell you, God is God, and He must judge what's not of Him. That's just the way it is. That's just the way God is. God hates evil, but He loves righteousness. Amen? Amen to God. And I'm only as holy as He is. Can't be no holier. Amen to God. It's His righteousness, His cleansing. And I can tell you, if I will love Him, even though if I never loved Him, He still loves me. Amen? He still loves me. But I can tell you right now, this almighty loving God will bring judgment. He will bring judgment. He will do it. I'd rather Him correct me, chasten me, rebuke me, and tell me, son, get back where you used to be. Get back to that burning love. Get full of the Holy Ghost. He says it, and I believe it. I believe it. Amen to God. I can tell you right now, this Christ is soon coming. The dreams that He showed me, the visions He's given me, they're inspiration to me. They're inspiring from the Lord. But I've had those that I knew was not God. I knew they were not God. I knew they weren't God. And I can tell you right now, let me see you. And as Paul, what did he say? One of the greatest apostles of this book, he said that he might come to visions and revelation of this Christ. That was Paul. Visions and I can tell you, church, on that road of Damascus, in that vision, it changed his life forever. Who are thou? I am the Lord. I'm Jesus, in whom thou persecutest. Amen. Did it not change his life? It changed his life forever. Now, the man that would kill you in what he believed, he will now die in what he believes. Do you hear that? That's just the Christ. If I'm willing to die, he's willing to live in you and me. Amen. Amen to that. I can tell you, when you married that woman and that man married that back and forth too, I can tell you, you became one together. In Christ, we are one with Him. Amen to God. It's no longer me living. You say, well, you're standing there. It's by the grace of God. I'm breathing this air, being here. But it's no longer I, the old man. That old man will resurrect as quick as you think it. Just quit praying, quit going to church, quit reading that Bible, quit that closeness with it. And I can tell you, that old man will come back in no time. He will come back, and I can tell you, Lord, help us. Look at the churches. Look at the churches. Look what's happening. Oh, I've heard a preacher say, when you find a good water hole, stay there. I can tell you, I found that living water, and I want to continue drinking it. I thirst, my soul thirsts after thee, the living God. You know, I enjoy coming up here and being with the church. Pastor John and Miriam, I thank the Lord, because I want to be around people that love God. Iron sharpens iron. I want to be around those that will speak and inspire me and give me the word of life. Tell me something God has showed you. Amen. Tell me, what is God doing? And if you and I have the vision, He may give you a vision, ministry, whatever it is. Do it with all your heart unto God. And I can tell you, promotion will come from the Lord. From the Lord. I'll tell you what, when I was with Brother John at church here back in, I believe it was April, I think it was. We left from here and we stopped in Athens, Ohio. Well, guess what? I mean, you think the leaves are getting pretty thick now. Well, when I heard certain birds, some of them I didn't see, but when I heard them, I knew they were birds. Hello now. I know when a hoot owl hoots. Hear me what I'm saying. I know when a crow crows. Amen. Well, I got my binoculars. I went out there. The leaves are getting thick now, and I'm looking around. But Oh, look at that. That scarlet tangerine. My goodness. Beautiful. That red star, I believe it is. What is that bird? John's pretty good at birds. Hear me what I'm saying. Amen. Amen. What was one of is that we'd get out there and he'd hear a bird. He could tell me that by the sound of it, he could tell me what kind of bird it is. I hear another sound. Like a mighty rushing wind.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It would take the Spirit to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Yes, Lord.
I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, John, would you come, Pastor? Oh, God, I feel the presence of God, my Lord and my God.